go talking about the basketball and the street basketball. The history of the classical basketball was created in Massachusetts in 1891 by James Naismith. That was a physical education teacher at the time, and he was called by other teacher because in the city was a hard winter, and the students can't play the games in a large place like football, baseball, and he wants a game that can be played in the court that were less violent than football and can be played in a group. And the teacher took two baskets, literally two baskets, and removed the closed part that to throw the ball into it. And you can't hold the ball or we stay with it much time. And that was created the classical basketball. In the next year came to Brazil, and a few years later I came to a Olympic sport. The street ball is a little different. The was created in the ghetto and must be done with rap music, and in the championships have a rapper to get the people turned on. The street basketball, you can do things that you cannot in the classical. These things are called moves. The street basketball consists in do moves and dunks against other player. Who do the best? That is the winner. And the history of the street basketball was a teacher in the Harlem called Harlem Hooker created a championship to help poor children. And the Hooker Park, that was a championship, came to a mundial place of basketball. Many famous players already played in, like Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, and important team of street basketball was the Harlem Globetrotters, who one of their players played in NBA. He was the one of the three Afro-descendants to play in NBA, one of the first. And this was important because at the time, had so much racism. And the street basketball and the classical basketball are growing up around the world. And that's it. I hope you enjoy.